So let's summarize the key performance area of sales with your winning sales mindset mantra. I'm going to say this a couple of times and you try to repeat it with me the second time. I just love to sell. I love to tell people about how I can add value to their lives by providing a great product or service at a fair price. I am committed to meeting my sales goals and making quota. I know that if my company doesn't make quota, we don't survive, and I'm not going to let that happen. I will implement the systems I need to track my efforts and my results so I can become more effective and efficient over time. I will constantly improve my sales skills because I am proud to be a sales professional. Let's go through that one more time. I love to sell. I love to tell people about how I can add value to their lives by providing a great product or service at a fair price. I am committed to meeting my sales goals and making quota. I know that if my company doesn't make quota, we don't survive, and I'm not going to let that happen. I will implement the systems I need to track my efforts and results so I can become more effective and efficient over time. And I will constantly improve my sales skills because I am proud to be a sales professional. So now rate yourself. On a scale of 5 to 95%, how are you doing on sales? If you're making quota every week and every month and you're closing great deals and you're just blowing it out of the water, maybe you give yourself a 90 or a 95%. On the other hand, if you're totally resistant to sales, if you just can't bring yourself to pick up the telephone and talk to a prospect, if you hate sales and you hate the idea of even being called a salesperson, you're very, very low on that scale indeed. Think of some things that you can do right now to improve your probability of success or accelerate the growth in the area of sales, and that probably involves sales training. Create some goals around these ideas, make a 90-day plan, and go do the work. Take a break, process all of this information on sales. The next key performance area is on financial management. This is Paul Hoyt. Thanks for listening.